USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Ohio voters head to the polls today in a special election that could affect the future of abortion law in the state. The issue on the ballot, critics claim, would make it more difficult to amend the state constitution to get citizens' initiatives before voters. The measure would raise the threshold for approval on amendments to 60% instead of the current simple majority. Supporters say the goal is to keep out-of-state special interest groups from coming into the state and influencing Ohio law. It's going to cost you more to get your kids ready for school this year, John Schaefer explains.
Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids. This shopper saying cuts will have to be made somewhere.
We're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year. To make sure it fits into the budget, because everything is double the price.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion.
Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Thousands of jobs will be lost when Tyson Foods shuts down four U.S. chicken processing plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices and as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company's also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower-cost protein alternatives because of inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least two people are dead as powerful storms slammed parts of the South and East Coast yesterday. In Alabama, a man was killed when he was struck by lightning, while a teen in South Carolina died from falling out of a tree. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses were without power Monday night, affecting several states like North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Millions of Americans had also been under tornado watches. The storms prompted widespread flight delays and cancellations as some airports and eastern hubs had to issue ground stoppages. As of 4 a.m. Eastern, well over 100,000 homes in Pennsylvania are still without power. The number in North Carolina is 141,000 homes. Virginia, Tennessee, Maryland, Georgia, and South Carolina has tens of thousands in each state without power. Home prices are up and reaching highs across the country. A new report from Black Knight says prices went up by 0.8% in June after a long slowdown. Prices hit record levels in about 60% of major housing markets across the USA. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.